Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are confirmed to go for orbit.
Plenty of space-related research is going on at the University of Delaware. In fact, NASA has awarded more than $59 million in grants to UD researchers over the past two decades. Samples taken from the moon have been studied there, and University of Delaware researchers have studied magnetic fields and many other aspects of space. William Matthews is professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Delaware and directs the Delaware Space Grant.
Even right from the beginning, there was a lot of science that was being done. And, of course, the technology part for humans to get there safely and return is probably even more important, because it remains true that you can do probably, you know, 80 or 90% of the science that you need to do robotically by sending unmanned craft to wherever you want to go. But human race needs to explore. We need to get off of this planet There's a lot out there, and the moon's the closest place. So it's the stepping stone to everywhere beyond that, including Mars and other places.
Matthews believes it's worthwhile to go back to the moon and beyond.
I think we're pretty confident that we can get back to the moon, probably almost whenever we would want to, provided that the big rocket was prepared. The question is, what are you going to do when you get there, and how are you going to keep people safe when they're up there? The moon is a pretty harsh environment. It doesn't have an atmosphere or a strong magnetic field to protect people against cosmic radiation. So we have some work to do to get up there and figure out how to keep people on places like the moon or Mars safely.
Which makes it all the more remarkable that the astronauts of Apollo 11 bravely served their country by literally going where no man had gone before.
Now you have to have all the respect in the world for these people, incredibly courageous and technically competent people that do this.
Matthews says further study of the sun continues to produce important knowledge, in particular about what's known as the solar wind.
We can get hit by radiation that comes in from the outside, the galactic cosmic rays, and they're strongly affected by the solar wind, which is there because of this high temperature. And we can also get hit by solar energetic particles that come out from the sun more sporadically, but with lethal doses. So it's the solar energetic particles that can really immediately kill people on the moon or on spacecraft. We're trying to understand the basic science of this, and this solar probe mission is going to hopefully go a long way towards answering the outstanding questions about these issues. Ultimately, we would like to be able to predict space weather so that we can know when it's safe to go.
Trying to spark interest in space exploration in young people is the Delaware Aerospace Education Foundation, directed by Dr. Stephanie Wright. She's encouraged based on the interest shown by students at recent space academies.
The questions that were asked afterwards were just amazing, the interest and how the old technology can apply to the new technology, going back to the moon, going to Mars, how different pieces of it can be incorporated, why we moved away from those, why we didn't stay on the moon. So I think there is a definite interest. I don't know that every child is interested, but anything that inspires, and gives them insights into the past and how we can build on those insights and the technology and the science to move forward, I think it's of interest to most children, particularly those that we just had and those in the classroom experience and whatnot.
As much as these great explorations have told us about space, Wright says they have also shown us a lot about planet Earth we might not otherwise know.
Looking back at the Earth from space, a lot of people assume that when we're just looking out, and they assumed that when the space shuttle program ended that was the end. But NASA has a huge impact on the environment, looking back, and figuring things. And a lot of the technologies that have been developed, there's probably close to 50 or 60,000. It was 35,000 years ago, but I'm sure it's maybe even over 100,000 at this point. All of those technologies are adapted because their public domain for free by businesses and corporations and inventors who can take that technology and then springboard and begin to develop newer things that we as individuals and civilians can use in our homes and in what we do, practical applications.
She also greatly respects the bravery of the astronauts, some of whom have told her it takes contributions from thousands of people across the country applying their knowledge and skill to make it possible to send someone into space.
it's an incredible thing to say that there's the ones that get to go, but the ones that are behind them, they're standing on their shoulders to get there. So I think it's important that we all remember that, that the space program involves so much.
Apollo at 50 is being celebrated this Saturday from 1 till 4 at the DASIF Outpost in Smyrna, with lots of exhibits and activities. It's free and open to the public. Wright is optimistic that future missions will take us back to the moon as well as Mars, giving us even more knowledge about where we live.
Overall, NASA does look out, and it's important to understand the future so that we can understand where the Earth came from and how we evolved. But at the same time, it's also important to look back and figure how can we, from space, see things that we can't always get the perspective of, except by looking back at the planet, the blue marble, if you will, from space.
For Delaware, Mark Fauser, 1017 FM, 1150 AM, WDEL.